Right. Well, we're going to continue our study on the cross of Christ.
继续研究基督的十字架。
And in the last session, we talked a great deal about redemption.
上一堂课我们讲了很多有关救赎的。
And now we're going to look at a second very important word, and it is propitiation.
好，现在我们看第二非常重要的字，就是啊赎罪祭。
In verse 25 of Romans 3,
罗马书第三章二十五节
and speaking of Jesus, the Bible says,
讲到基督，圣经说
whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith, this was to demonstrate his righteousness because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed.
好，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，不是赎罪祭啊，挽回祭是凭着耶稣的血借着人的信要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
Now, the word propitiation is very related with the word redemption.
好，这个字啊，挽回祭和救赎这两个字息息相关。
Redemption is to pay a price.
救赎是付出赎价。
To liberate a slave, a captive, or a prisoner.
把一个囚犯或是奴仆或者一个受监禁的人得释放。
The death of Christ paid the penalty for our sin.
基督的死为我们的罪付出了赎价。
And it was our redemption.
它是我们的救赎。
We were not redeemed with things like silver or gold.
我们不是借着金银等物得救赎的。
But with the blood of Christ.
那是借着基督的血。
This refers to his blood.
这指的是他的死，他的血。
A bloody sacrifice was necessary.
需要一个流血的祭物才能够。救赎我们。
The Bible says, "Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin."
圣经说，若不流血，罪就不能得赦。
But it also refers to the terrible sufferings that Christ experienced on the cross.
这也涉及到他在十字架上我们所受的这痛苦。
Now we're going to understand a little bit more about what those sufferings were.
好，现在我们要明白他的受苦是有关什么的。
The word propitiation.
这个字啊，挽回祭
refers to a sacrifice，
指的是一个献祭祭物
that satisfies the demands of God's justice。
这个献祭满足了神公义的要求
，and makes it possible for a just God to forgive wicked men。
好使一位公义的神可以赦免罪人。
We can also look at it this way。
我们也可以这么看啊。
Christ's death,
基督的死
satisfies the demands of God's justice,
满足了神公义的要求
and appeases or calms his wrath,
也平息了神的愤怒
and now God can pardon the wicked.
好，如今神就可以赦免罪人了。
Why is there wrath?
为什么有愤怒呢？
There is wrath because of the demands of God's justice.
因着神的公义的要求，所以才会有愤怒。
Which we have violated.
我们已经触犯了神。
We have also offended the majesty of a holy God.
我们得罪了神的尊荣。
For us to be forgiven and reconciled to God.
我们要得赦免，与神和好的话。
Wrath must be appeased.
是神的愤怒必须先要平息。
And wrath is appeased by satisfying the demands of justice.
要满足了神公义的要求，神的愤怒才能平息。
It's very important that we see how all that works together.
我们很重要，我们要看到这些怎么样子息息相关的。
Now, it says that God displayed Christ publicly as a propitiation.
这里讲到神设立耶稣做挽回祭，就是。
This is very important.
好，这个很重要。设立。
Why did God display Christ publicly?
为什么神公开的设立了基督
？The word, the best way to describe it is this.
最好的形容的方法是。
If you go to a city somewhere in China.
如果你在中国一个大城市里头去。
You see big billboards.
你会看到很大的广告牌。
And they're put in specific places.
这些广告牌呢，放在一些地方。
So that you will definitely see them.
是一些很醒目的地方，所以人人可以看见。
Here in the United States, they put them down the highways.
在美国呢，放在高速公路旁边。
And sometimes you can't see the beautiful scenery.
有时候你看不到旁边的美好的景色了。
Because there's so many billboards.
因为好多广告牌都挡住了。
They do not put a billboard in a hidden place.
他们不会把广告牌放在一个角落。
They put it in a place where everyone can see it.
乃放在一个公开的醒目的地方。
Now think about the crucifixion of Christ.
想一想基督的钉十字架。
He was crucified in the religious center of the universe.
他被钉死在宗教的最中心的地带，全世界的核心地带。
He was crucified in an open place in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷的一个众目睽睽之下被钉死。
Where everyone could see him.
一个公开场所，人人可以看见的地方。
Why?
为什么？
Now, it was necessary that Christ die.
基督的死是必须的。
And it was necessary that it be a bloody death.
也必须是流血而死。
But God could have put away sin secretly.
但神可以偷偷地把罪的问题解决掉。
It didn't have to be seen by men.
那没有必要让所有的人都看见啊。
It didn't have to be billboarded or...put before everybody.
没有必要把它设立起来像广告一样 让众目都可以看见啊。
So why did God have his son crucified?
为什么神要他的儿子被钉死呢这样钉死呢
In the most public place possible.
在全世界最最人人看见的最招惹人的眼目的地方。
Look at, look at verse 25.
你看看25节啊。
This was to demonstrate his righteousness, God's righteousness, because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed.
好，是要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
Christ was publicly displayed.
好，神把基督公开的设立起来。
His death was publicly displayed.
他的死也是公开的。
In order to demonstrate that God is righteous.
为要显明神的义。
Now why is that necessary?
为什么这是必须的呢?
What would make us doubt that God is a righteous God?
是什么叫我们怀疑神的公义公平呢?
Why did God have to prove that he was righteous?
为什么神要证明显明他的义呢?
In verse 25, Paul tells us.
第二十五节保罗告诉我们说。
Because in the forbearance of God, he passed over the sins previously committed.
因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
Now what does that mean?
什么意思啊?
Just think about it.
想一想。
I mean, what is he talking about?
他在讲的是什么?
Well, let me give you an idea.
让你给你一个想法啊。
When Satan and the angels fell,
当撒旦和他的使者堕落犯罪了
what happened?
发生什么事
God gave them perfect justice.
神就让他们得到该得的报应，就是公义的审判。
And no one would have doubted that God was righteous.
所以没有人会怀疑神是公义公平的。
I mean, Satan fell.
撒旦犯罪。
God judged him with perfect justice.
神就用公义对待他。
God is righteous.
神是公平的。
Adam falls.
亚当犯罪。
And God gives him the promise of salvation.
神反而给他得救的应许。
He still leaves open the hope of salvation.
神仍然给他得救的出路。
He does not kill Adam immediately.
神没有马上把亚当给杀了。
He does not say, you are judged and there is no longer any hope.
神没有说你现在就受审判以后没有指望。
In Genesis 3:15, he even promises to send a savior.
在创世纪三章十五节他甚至应许了差遣一个救主来。
That mercy that God showed.
这是神所彰显的怜悯。
Could open him up to the accusation that he's not righteous.
这个怜悯就导致 别人要控告神不公平不公义了。
Can you imagine the devil?
你可以想象这个撒旦魔鬼。
The great accuser?
这最大的控告者。
Hey God.
上帝啊。
I thought you were righteous.
我以为你很公平哎。
I sinned and you judged me.
我犯罪你就按着公义审判我。
With perfect justice.
是完全公平的是。
There's no hope.
我就没盼望了
It's over
我就完了
I'm condemned
是我被定罪了
What about this man?
那这个人怎么办
He sinned
他犯罪了
He should die
他该死
What is this? A hope of salvation?
怎么你反而给他得救的盼望
That's not righteous
这不公平不公义
He should die
他该死
Now think about the flood
你想想这洪水的审判
God kills the whole world.
想把整个世界都灭了。
Except for Noah.
除了挪亚。
And his family.
和他一家八口。
But here's the problem.
好，问题在这儿。
Noah and his family should have died too.
挪亚跟他一家人也该死啊，罪有应得。
Can you imagine the devil?
你可以想象的撒旦魔鬼。
Why?
为什么
？Noah should die too.
挪亚也该死。
You show mercy?
你为什么怜悯他
？Where's your justice?
你的公义在哪里？
He calls Abraham.
神呼召亚伯拉罕。
Calls Abraham his friend.
叫亚伯拉罕是他的朋友。
Abraham lied.
亚伯拉罕撒谎嘞。
He put his wife in danger.
他要出卖他太太。
He had another son and did not wait upon the promises of God.
他不等候神的应许实现，就自己超前就生了个儿子。
God, what about Abraham?
亚伯拉罕你怎么说
？You call him your friend?
你还说他是你的朋友？
So now the righteous God has sinners who are friends.
现在公义的神，你跟罪人交朋友。
And you look at the history of Israel.
你再看看以色列的历史。
Idolatry.
拜偶像。
Disobedience.
不顺服神。
Yet God continues to be faithful.
那神仍然是信实的。
He continues to offer them hope.
仍然给他们盼望。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象
David.
你想象大卫王。
And Satan goes.
撒旦说，哼。
You call him your son?
你说大卫是你的儿子
？He's a murderer.
他是个凶手。
You exalted him to be king?
你还荣耀他做王
？He's an adulterer.
他是犯奸淫的。
Where's your justice, God?
你的公义跑哪去了
？Where's your justice, God?
神啊，你的义在哪里呢？
2,000 years ago, God answered that question.
2,000 年前，神亲自回答这个问题。
Just imagine this for a moment. This is just an illustration.
这是一个例子而已啊，再想象啊。
God calls Satan before his throne.
神把撒旦召到他的宝座前。
And he says, "You want to know how I could offer a hope of salvation to Adam?"
你知道为什么我能够把得救的指望赐给亚当吗？
You want to know how I could save Noah from the flood?
你要知道为什么我能够拯救挪亚脱离洪水的审判吗
？You want to know how I could call Abraham my friend and David my son?
你要知道为什么我可以称亚伯拉罕为我的朋友，大卫称他为合我心意的儿子呢
？Look to Calvary right now.
看哥哥他。
There is the reason.
答案在哪儿
？I could do all that and still be just.
我可以。这样做，而且保持我的公义。
Because my son has died for them all.
因为我的儿子为他们而死。
And he has paid the penalty for their crimes.
他为他们偿清了罪债。
I have been just.
我是公义的。
I've poured out my justice.
我把我的公义浇奠出来。
And my son has suffered.
倾倒出来，在我的儿子身上，我的儿子为他们受罪。
Many people that think that somehow in the Old Testament people were saved in a different way.
很多人以为啊，在旧约人得救啊是不同的方法。
I've heard preachers say that.
我甚至听到传道人这么说。
That in the Old Testament people were saved by keeping the law.
旧约的人是靠行律法得救的啊。
And that we now have it easy because all we have to do is believe.
我们在新约就容易了，我们只要信就可以称义了，得救了。
That's crazy.
发疯了这。
Men have always been saved by grace through faith.
不管过去还将来，人总是得救本乎恩，也因着信。
By believing the revelation that God has given to them,
借着信神所赐的启示，神所赐的启示。
But their faith would not matter.
那他们的信无所谓。
If Christ had not atoned for their sins.
如果基督没有为他们代罪的话，他们的信心就起不了作用。
A person's faith in God.
一个人对神的信心。
Will not pay for their sins.
信心不能够为他们赎罪啊。
Their faith is useless.
他们的信心就徒然了。
If God had not provided a sacrifice.
如果神不为他们预备了这个献祭、挽回祭，他们的信就毫无功效。
And that sacrifice was Christ.
这个献祭就是基督挽回祭。
So God publicly displayed his son.
所以神公开的设立基督做挽回祭。
Dying on that cross.
在十字架上而死。
Suffering for our sins.
为我们的罪受刑罚。
To demonstrate.
为要显明。
That he is a righteous God.
他是一位公义的上帝。
And that all throughout the Old Testament.
整个旧约圣经。
He showed mercy.
他彰显了他的怜悯。
Not because he was unjust.
不是因为他不公平啊。
But because Christ would come.
那因为基督要来。
And die not only for our sins.
不仅为我们的罪而死。
But for the sins of David.
而且为大卫的罪死。
Sins of Noah.
挪亚的罪而死。
Sins of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的罪而死。
The sins of all his people, past, present, and future.
为所有的他的百姓，过去、现在、将来，属他的儿女的罪而死。
You say, but Abraham didn't understand the gospel like we do.
你说亚伯拉罕当时不像我们今天明白福音一样啊？
No, he did not.
没错，他不明白福音。
We are very blessed.
没有那样明白，我们今天很蒙福。
Remember what Jesus said?
记得耶稣说的吗？
Said that kings and wise men have longed to hear these things.
做王的还有那些有智慧的人，他们盼望明白这些事。
Abraham did not have the full message of the gospel that we have.
亚伯拉罕没有我们今天这样完全显明的福音的信息。
But he believed what God told him.
但是他相信了当时神告诉他那一点。
And it was counted to him as righteousness.
因此就被算为义。
Everyone who has ever been saved,
所有凡是蒙恩得救的人
they have been saved because they believed God.
都因为他们因着信上帝而得救。
But Paul tells us in the book of Acts,
在使徒行传保罗告诉我们
that God commands all men everywhere,
神吩咐各处的人
in these last days,
在这个末世
To repent and believe the gospel.
都要悔改，相信福音。
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督的福音。
So that is why we see this.
因此我们看到这个。
Now look in verse 26.
我再看二十六节啊。
For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time.
好在今时显明他的义。
In these last days.
好在今时啊。
God has proved that he is just.
神已经证明了，显明了他的公义。
By the sending of his son.
借着差遣他的儿子来到世上。
To die for our sins.
为我们的罪而死。
A good way to put it is this.
一个很好的说明的方法是啊。
Do you want to know how just God is?
你要知道神是何等的公义吗？
Do you want to know how much he hates sin?
你要知道他是何等的恨恶罪恶吗？
When his own son bore our sin.
当他儿子担当了我们的罪
God crushed him.
神把他压碎了
Just imagine what he will do to the sinner
就想象
who rejects Christ.
他会如何对待那些拒绝基督的罪人呢
God has proved once and for all.
神已经一次性的证明了
In these last days,
在这今时啊
that he is just.
他是公义的
Now notice I've used the word in these last days.
哦，注意啊，我总是用这个今时。
That's very important.
这个末世，这个很重要啊。
I hear people who will say we're in the last days.
我听到很多人说我们现在活在末世了。
And I say, how do you know?
我说你怎么知道？
He said because of all the events that are going on.
哦，因为看到这些发生的这些事情，我们就知道在末世了。
Because of revival that's breaking out.
哦，或者就是大复兴啊，到处在大复兴啊。我们。
Or because so and so is the Antichrist.
或者某某某是敌基督啊，所以我们活在末世了。
Listen.
听啊，嗯。
When someone tells me we're in the last days,
当有人告诉我我们活在末世的时候，
I tell them this.
我告诉他们，
My dear friend,
亲爱的朋友啊，
we have been in the last days for the last 2,000 years.
我们已经活在末世，活了两千年了。
See, the Bible teaches us that the last days began with the first coming of the Messiah.
圣经教导我们，借着基督的第一次再来，末世就开始了。
And his resurrection.
还有他的复活，基督的死和复活，末世开始。
Just hold your place for a moment in Romans.
罗马书，我们继续手指放这儿，然后。
And look in Acts chapter 2.
然后看使徒行传第二章。
It's the day of Pentecost.
那是五旬节那一天。
And the Holy Spirit has been poured out.
圣灵浇灌下来了。
And the apostles are speaking in tongues.
使徒都说方言。
Now let me remind you that these tongues were real languages.
让我提醒你，这个方言是真正的语言哦。
Now everyone is accusing them of being drunk.
周围的人都在控告他们喝醉酒了。
But in verse 15, Peter says these men are not drunk.
十五节，彼得说这些人不是醉了。
And in verse 16, he says this.
十六节，他说。
But this is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel.
这是先知约珥所说的。
So he's saying, what you're seeing is the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy.
你所看见的正是。约珥预言的应验
Verse 17,
第十七节
And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth my spirit.
神说在末后的日子我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的
The last days began with the death, resurrection, and ascension of the Messiah.
所以末世是借着基督的死他的复活他的升天从那个时候开始的借着基督弥赛亚的死后开始的。
These are the days of the Messiah.
这是弥赛亚，就是基督的末世日子。
But these are also the days of what we call the already and the not yet.
Okay, 这也是已经开始但是尚未成就的日子，所谓的。
The Messiah has come.
好，弥赛亚，基督已经来了。
His kingdom has come.
他的国度已经降临了。
But it is still coming.
但他的国度还要再来。
And one day it will come in its fullness.
有一天他的国度会完全的降临。
What I want you to see is this.
我要你看到是这一点啊。
Jesus is not going to be king someday.
耶稣不是有一天要做王而已。
He's king now.
他现在就是王。
His kingdom has come among us.
他的国度已经来到了。
It is in your heart.
在你心里，在我们当中。
It is like a small seed.
就像一个小小小的种子。
But it is growing.
但在正在成长。
It is hidden.
是隐藏的，没错。
But it's there.
但是还在那儿。
We have a king already.
我们已经有一位王了，在做王。
We are citizens of the kingdom now.
我们是天国的公民，现在就是。
These are wonderful times.
现在是这是一个很叫人兴奋的时刻。
But we also live in a tension.
但是我们也活在一个张力当中。
For example,
譬如
you have been redeemed.
你已经被救赎了，没错。
You've been given a new heart.
神给了你一个新的心。
But there's still part of you that hasn't been redeemed.
但是你的一部分还没有完全蒙救赎。
The flesh.
就是肉体。
And you struggle.
所以你还在挣扎。
That's the way the kingdom is.
神的国就是如此。
It has come.
已经来到了。
It is coming.
正在来。
And one day it will come in its fullness.
有一天会完全降临神的国。
Let's say that this is the platform of a train platform. Where you wait for the train.
如果这是火车站的站台啊。
And you're standing right here.
你站在这儿。
And the train is coming.
火车正在来。
And the first part of the train gets right here.
第一部分的火车头已经在到这儿了。
You can rightly say the train has come.
你可以说火车来了。
But the train is also still coming.
那火车还正在来。
And one day it will come completely.
有一天会完全来到。
That's what we live in today.
这就是我们今天这个末世所活的日子。
I want you to see the glory of that.
我要你看到这个日子的荣耀啊。
And the power of it.
还有其中的。
But also, I want you to see the struggle of it.
而且我们要看到其中的挣扎。
It's here.
来了。
And we are very privileged.
我们真是蒙福。
But it's not here in its fullness.
但是还没完全来到。
So we are waiting.
所以我们还在等候。
Now some charismatics think it's already come.
有些灵恩派人士认为，哦，神的国已经来喽。
They are already reigning.
哦，已经这个春雨降下了。
They are already rich.
他们已经在做王了，已经富足了。
They expect to prosper without any suffering.
他们不要受苦就立刻就兴盛丰富了。
But that's not true.
这不是真理。
We're in a world where we will suffer.
我们在一个世界，我们会受苦。
We can experience great manifestations of the power of God.
我们可以经历到神的大能的彰显在我们身上。
And be filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
我们可以充满那说不出来的、充满荣耀的喜乐、大喜乐。
While our bodies are rotting away in a prison.
那同时我们的身体也在一个监狱里头正在腐朽衰老。
You see the tension?
你看到这个张力吗？这个。
If you let go of either one of these, you will be imbalanced.
如果你忘掉其中任何一方面，你就会不平衡了。
We must hold them in attention.
我们必须保持平衡。
Now he says,In verse 26, for the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, Romans 3:26,、so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
好，在经时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。26节。
We started out with the question.
我们一个问，记得吗？问题问问题开始的这个问题。
How can God be just?
问题是神怎么能够是公义的
？And the justifier of wicked people.
同时又称罪人、恶人为义呢
？He answered the question.
他回答了这个问题。
It is through Jesus Christ.
是借着耶稣基督。
Who died for our sins.
他为我们的罪死了。
And those who have faith in Jesus.
那些信他的人，信耶稣的人。
They are saved.
他们就得救了。
They're saved.
就得救了。
Now,
好。
Verse
27. 27节啊。
Where then is boasting?
啊，既然这样，哪里能夸口呢？
It is excluded.
没有可夸的了。
Totally and completely excluded.
完全没有夸口的余地。
Our only boast is Jesus Christ.
我们唯一值得夸口的是耶稣基督。
What God has done for us through His Son.
神借着他儿子为我们成了的。
If someone walks up to a Christian.
如果有人到基督徒面前。
And says, "Man, you are a really good guy."
哇，你真是个好人嘞。
And you have so many good works.
哇，你做了很多很多的善事啊。
God must be very pleased with you.
神一定很喜悦你耶。
If anyone goes to heaven, it will be you.
如果任何人可能上天堂，那肯定非你莫属了。
That Christian ought to respond.
那个基督徒应该这样回应。
By saying no.
不不不不。
No.
开玩笑。
The Christian should actually even be afraid.
他应该害怕。
He should be sick to his stomach.
他应该心里头都呕啊呕出来。
He should do everything in his power.
他要尽他所能。
To say no, it is only through Jesus.
唯独借着基督耶稣。
All my good works are like filthy rags.
我一切的义都像污秽的衣服。
I boast in Christ.
我只夸基督。
In a way, that's what our preaching is.
我们的讲道也应当如此。
Our preaching is boasting.
我们的讲道其实在夸口哎。
But not boasting in ourselves.
不是自夸。
Boasting in the greatness of our Savior.
那是夸我们的伟大的救主。
The law says this.
律法说。
Very clearly.
很清楚地说，律法。
Do this.
做这个。
And live.
就可以活下去。
Don't do this and die.
不要做这个，你就不会死了。
Through the law, no one is saved.
借着律法，无人可以得救。
God did not give us the law in order to save us.
神没有赐下律法来借着律法拯救我们。
He gave us the law to show us that we need to be saved.
他把律法赐下，好像我们知道我们需要救赎。
So it is by faith alone.
是唯独凭着信。
Look in verse 28.
看看二十八节啊。
He says, For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law.
所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
He does not say that a man is justified by faith and works.
他没有说人得救是因着信和遵行律法，两不是两者。
But he maintains that a man is justified by faith apart from any works of the law.
他说我们看定人称义是因着信，不在乎任何的律法，不在乎你的行为。
Now I am sure you have heard of.A controversy.
我很肯定你可能听过这个辩论啊，争议啊。
That is no controversy.
其实不是一个争议性的问题啊。
Between the Apostle Paul and James.
就是雅各跟保罗之间的争论。
If you notice that, look what Paul says in verse 28.
你如果注意啊，二十八节保罗说的话。
For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law.
啊，我们看定人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
But then go over to James.
你再看雅各书啊。
In chapter 2,
第二章,
look at verse 24.
看看二十四节。
You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone.
这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。
You know, there are actually people who study the Bible.
你知道有些人他研究圣经啊，真有这样的人。
Who believe that James and Paul were disagreeing with one another.
他们认为雅各和保罗在彼此矛盾，互相干仗。
If that's true, then we're in trouble.
如果是如此的话，我们就麻烦了。
Because the Bible's not inspired.
那圣经就不是神所默示的了。
It's just the opinions of men who disagree with one another.
不过是人有不同观点的人，他们互相不同意见。
I want you to know that Paul and James are in perfect agreement.
我要你知道，保罗和雅各是完全和谐的。
Paul would agree with James, and James would agree with Paul.
保罗同意雅各，雅各同意保罗。
And you say, but they're saying two different things.
但他们现在所说的是相反的，是不同的。
No, they're saying the same thing.
不，他们说的是一样的事。
Just look at this.
你看看啊。
He says, in verse 18.
再看十八节。
James 2:18.
雅各书二章十八节啊。
But someone may well say, "You have faith, and I have works."
好，有人会说，必有人说，你有信心，我有行为啊。
Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works.
你将没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
We are saved by faith alone.
我们是唯独因信。
Not by works,
不是凭着行为。
But those who have been saved,
但是那些已经被得救的人
have been born again,
他们被重生了。
They have become new creatures,
他们成了新造的人。
With new hearts and new affections,
有了新的心和新的情欲望。
And that new heart,
这个新的心
will produce new works,
就会产生。新好的好的行为
works do not save us
是好行为不能拯救人呢、啊、
but they show that we have really been saved
但是好行为显明了我们是真正得救的人
do you see the difference
你看到这个不同吗
we are saved by faith
是我们是因信得救
but if we have truly been saved
但如果我们真正得救了
we have truly been changed
我们就真正改变了
and that new creature that we've become
那我们成为了新造的人
We'll live a different way.
我们就会活出不同的生活来。
Faith produces salvation.
信心会产生救恩。
Salvation leads to works.
救恩会导致好行为。
It produces works.
会产生善行。
It's God doing works through us.
是神在我们心中动工来产生好行为。
And Paul would agree with this.
保罗也同意。
Because he says that... Well, look over just real quick in Ephesians chapter 2.
我们再看看以弗所书，快快的看第二章。
And we'll go back to this and study it more in depth.
我们以后有机会再回去再看，深入的再研究。
Ephesians 2,
第二章
verse 8 and 9,
八到九节。
The most important argument with regard to faith alone.
这是凭信心得救的最重要的根据。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，乃神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
But then look what he says.
好，注意，他继续怎么说，第十节。
For we are his workmanship, God's workmanship.
我们原是他的工作，就神的工作。
Created in Christ Jesus,
在基督耶稣里所造成的。
For good works,
为要叫我们行善。
Which God prepared beforehand,
就是神所预备。
So that we would walk in,
叫我们行大。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
We're saved only by faith.
我们是唯独凭信得救。
But the Christian is God's workmanship.
但是基督徒是神所做的工作。
The life of Christ is in them through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵，基督的生命在信徒里面。
God has prepared works for them to do.
神预备了工作，叫基督徒去做，去行。
He empowers them to walk in them.
神也给他们能力去行出来。
He's saying the same thing as John, as James.
他说的是跟雅各一样的话。
He's saying, I will show you my faith.
我会借着我的行为来显明我的信心。
By the fact that I'm a new creation.
因为我是个新造的人呢。
And I am God's workmanship.
我是神所做的工。
Okay.
看到吗？
So.
好。
He says in verse 28 of chapter 3 in the book of Romans.
罗马书第三章二十八节啊，再回到。
Said, for we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law.
所以我们看定了人。称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
In verse 27, he says, "Where is the boasting?"
二七节他说，哪里能够夸口呢？
I want us to go to a passage in Philippians.
我们再看腓立比书一段经文啊。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
We looked at this briefly.
我们已经很简单的看了。
But it fits so well here.
但这里真是很切题。
Chapter 3, verse 3.
三章三节。
Paul says, "For we are the true circumcision."
保罗说，因为我们真受割礼的。
He's saying we really are the true people of God.
我们是真正的受神的百姓啊。
Then he goes on to describe a true Christian.
然后他继续形容一个基督徒是什么样，真基督徒什么样的。
He worships in the Spirit of God.
他以神的灵敬拜。
And glories in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里夸口。
So that he boasts in Christ Jesus.
他在基督里夸口哎。
And he puts no confidence in the flesh.
不靠着肉体。
He does not trust in the works that he does.
他不信赖自己所行的肉体行的善行。
He does not trust in his conformity to the law.
他也不信靠自己去遵行律法所做的任何事情。
Puts no confidence in himself.
不靠着，不信靠自己。
But he trusts in Christ alone.
他唯独信靠基督。
That is a true Christian.
这是一个真正的基督徒。
He boasts in Christ.
他在基督里夸口。
And does not trust in himself.
不靠着自己的肉体。
And that's what we have here.
这就是我们所看到的这里。
Now, let's go down for just a moment to verse 29, Romans 3:29.
罗马书第三章，我们再看到第二十九节啊。
Or is God the God of Jews only?
难道神只做犹太人的神吗？
Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also.
也不是做外邦人的神吗？是的，也做外邦人的神。
Since indeed God will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith is one.
神既是一位，他就要因着因信称那受割礼的人为义，也要因信称那未受割礼的人为义。
Now, this is very important.
这里很重要。
I have heard that the Chinese have a desire to go all the way back to Jerusalem.
我听说啊，中国人有一个回归耶路撒冷的运动。
Well, that's a good thing.
这是一件好事啊。
As long as you witness to everybody along the way.
只要你回归耶路撒冷的路上，你到处传福音就没问题。
But many people have wrong views of Christ and the Jews.
很多人啊，对基督和犹太人呢，有不正确的观点和认识。
Even many people call themselves Christians.
甚至自称为基督徒的人。
Do you know that there are people here in the United States who call themselves Christians?
你知道今天啊，美国有很多自称为基督徒的。
That actually believe that the Jews do not need Jesus to be saved.
他们以为啊，犹太人不需要基督就可以得救了。
There are organizations that work to bring Jews back to the Promised Land.
有些机构，宗教机构啊，他们要把犹太人呢、啊，带回神的应许地。
But they don't even witness to them.
但他不跟他们传福音。
I know Christians who go and work in the vineyards of Jews in Israel.
我知道有些人跑到以色列，跑去在犹太人的葡萄园里头为他们做工。
In order to bless the Jews.
要祝福犹太人。
They never tell them about Jesus.
但是不用跟他们，从来不跟他们传福音。
This is ridiculous.
简直是荒唐。
Everyone needs Jesus.
所有的人都需要耶稣。
The Gentile is saved by faith in Christ.
外邦人是因信靠耶稣得救。
The Jew is saved by faith in Christ.
犹太人也是因着信耶稣得救。
There's not a different way of salvation.
除此之外没有别的得救的方法了。
Not at all.
从没有别的了。
So everyone needs a clear proclamation of the gospel.
是每个人都需要福音清清楚楚地传给他们听。
Now another error
好另外一个错误、啊、
is that somehow faith in the gospel is contrary to the law.
就是信靠基督的福音这个信心啊和神的律法是矛盾的。
Look in verse 31.
你看三十一节。
Do we then nullify the law through faith?
这样我们因信废了律法吗？
May it never be.
断乎不是。
On the contrary, we establish the law.
相反的我们更是坚固律法。
What was the purpose of the law?
律法是为了什么缘故?
Well, we look here in verse 19, chapter 3, verse 19.
你看三章十九节怎么说?
Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable to God.
我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下的人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。
When we believe the gospel, we're doing what the law tells us to do.
当我们相信福音的时候，我们正在顺服律法。
The law was given in order to show us our sin.
神赐下律法，好叫我们知罪。
The law says, "Do this and die."
神说，做这个 and live.
Do this and live.
做这个，你行律法就可以活下去。
And if you do this, you'll die.
如果你做那个，你就会死。
It condemns us.
律法定我们的罪。
But it sends us to Christ.
但是律法把我们逼到基督面前。
He's the fulfillment of the law.
基督就是成全律法的。
Paul says in the book of Galatians that the law was like a tutor for children.
在加拉太书，保罗说，律法就像一个蒙训的师傅一样。
To lead us to Christ.
引导我们到基督面前。
And so salvation is by faith.
所以救恩得救是本乎信，因着信。
Now in our next class.
好，下一堂课。
We are going to study the cross again.
我们要再一次看看十字架。
But we are going to consider what it meant for Christ to suffer and die.
我们要考虑耶稣受死、受罪、受刑罚。是什么意思?
What really happened on the cross?
在十字架上发生了什么事情?
You know, a lot of people will talk about the physical sufferings of Jesus.
你知道很多人会讲到耶稣的肉体受苦是何等残酷。
And that's important.
当然这很重要。
But that's not the great suffering of the cross.
但这不是十字架上最大的苦难。
The great suffering of the cross is not what the Romans did to Jesus.
十字架最大的苦难不是罗马人在耶稣身上做了什么。
It's what God the Father did to Jesus.
那是父在他身上所。
Our sins were placed upon him.
我们的罪加在基督身上。
And he was crushed under the wrath of God.
他在神的愤怒之下被压碎。
All the judgment that should have been ours.
我们当受的所有的审判刑罚。
Was thrown down upon Christ.
都堆在耶稣的身上。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, I come before you in the name of your Son.
父，我们借着他，你爱子的圣名来到你面前。
And I pray, Lord, that you would use this time.
主啊，求你使用这段时间。
That your people might be edified.
好叫你百姓得造就。
And your church might be helped.
你的教会的帮助。
Father, I ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.